help you?
Hello, my name is Michael, and we are conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are entirely confidential. And just a quick question.
Who's conducting the poll?
Excuse me?
Who are you retained by?
Opinion survey. Now, do you think of yourself as a male or female?
I'm a female. Why?
Okay. And I just, because that's the demographic that we want to ask questions to and get their opinion. What is the year of your birth?
12150.
Okay. And great. And just quickly moving forward here, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. Now, what is your race?
White.
Okay. And now, moving forward here, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or highest degree that you have received?
School?
Yes, of schooling, the highest level.
Just shy of the master's degree.
Okay. Now, are you registered to vote in Ohio or like many people?
Yes.
Or you are, yes, okay. And quickly here, as you may know that in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local offices in Columbus, like mayor and city council, and local levies. How likely are you to vote in November 2023 general election? Are you okay, so that'll be almost certain or probably?
Very certain.
Okay. The answer will be almost certain or probably or 50-50.
No. Whatever is the most difficult.
Almost certain. Okay. Okay. Well, make sure we get your opinion correctly. Now, thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very satisfied.
Okay. Now, below is a list of issues. Please select three that are the most important to you. I'm going to quickly read them, and you can pick three. I'm going to start with jobs, economy, transportation, housing, racial inequity, healthcare, city budget and spending, legalizing marijuana, education.
Yeah.
You can stop me, too, on education, crime and violence, criminal justice reform, property taxes, access to abortion.
There's way too many of them right there, you know.
Yeah.
Certainly access to legalized abortion is very important.
Okay.
Legalization of marijuana is on the ballot, and that is very important, even though the legislature will probably negate it.
Okay.
Transportation issues have always been important to me.
Okay. Okay.
And certainly that's three right there, right?
Yes. And then moving forward here now, we'd like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. Now, if you don't know the person, never heard of the groups, please indicate so. Shannon Harden, from 0 to 10.
Very warm. He's a good friend.
Okay. Would that be from 0 to 10? That would be okay if they're very warm. What about Luis Gale from 0 to 10?
No. Don't know him at all.
Okay. That's like here. Now, what about Melissa Green from 0 to 10?
Don't know her.
Okay.
Actually, I think she may be on the Democratic ballot, but I don't know her.
Okay. What about Chris?
I would put her in a negative, or not a negative, in the middle.
In the middle, okay. What about Chris Weich?
He's in the middle, too. I vaguely know him.
From 0 to 10, what number would you give me?
Five, right?
Okay, yes. Now, what about Farhan Jiri, from 0 to 10?
I don't know that. I don't know that name.
What about Nancy Day Okawa?
Akauer, yeah. I give her a big warm, yes, 10.
Okay.
I've given
her
a go.
Okay. What about Andrew Ginther?
Oh, absolutely. Andy worked for me. I know him very well, and he's a super warm.
And what would you get from 0 to 10? Okay, great. Now, the Columbus City Council from 0 to 10.
Yeah, I would go 10.
Okay. The Columbus Police from 0 to 10.
That's hard. I would say maybe an 8.
Okay. What
they're,
about
they're,
Nick?
They're,
Go ahead.
They're doing an amazing job. Yeah.
Okay. What about Nick Bankstone?
Oh, I love – he's a great guy, 10.
Okay. What about Emmanuel Ramey?
Yes, 10.
Okay. Adrian Hood?
Don't know Adrian Hood.
Okay. What about Zach Lyne?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, 10.
Okay. Now, moving forward here. In 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9, requiring them to live in 9 distinct areas in the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I'm going to read 2 views quickly. I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing. That's the first view. The second view says, I would rather elect new people to City Council so the Council can go in a new direction. From A or B, which one do you agree with more?
I support what they've done with the 9, and I support a City Council. That's the best
do you support from the 2 statements that I read, would you rather re-elect the City Council so they can continue that work, or you elect new people? You prefer the first?
I'm electing the City Council that continues the work, including the new people for the 9 instead of 10.
If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankstone or Farhan Jetty?
Nick Bankstone, for sure.
Okay. Now, if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Ramey or Adrian Hood?
No, Emmanuel.
Okay. Now, moving forward here, if the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Day Acker or Louis Gill? Louis Gill.
No, Nancy.
Okay. Okay. Now, which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? I'm going to read the two quick phrases here. Someone who is focused on diverting funds from local police to other services that address the root cause of crime. That's the first opinion. The second opinion says this: someone who is working on reducing crime and making neighborhoods safe by focusing on traditional forms of public safety like local police. Do you prefer the first or the second?
I think second probably is right. I don't I know too much. Police and fire are 70% of the Columbus City Council budget. I'm a former city council member. It's like I'm almost like,
the next quickly here, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for Columbus City Council. Rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement makes you much more likely to vote for that candidate for City Council. 5 means that the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for that candidate, and 0 means that you're much less likely to vote for that candidate for City Council in November 2023. I'm going to read this one quickly here.
Now, okay, I'm going to put you on speaker because I'm driving.
Go ahead. Put me on speaker.
I'm multitasking.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you. We're almost done too, so let me know when I can talk. Okay, great. Now, Nancy Day Alcower is a community leader. She has spent the last decade advocating for undeserved neighborhoods and addressing human service needs on the west side of Columbus by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior services, and addiction prevention education. Now, Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and healthcare, and to advocate for marginalized communities. From 0 to 10, how much likely, how do you rate that opinion there from 0 to 10?
It sounds good. It's good. It's a 10.
Okay.
I know exactly.
Okay. Okay. Now, the next one is this. Luis Gill is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant with experience as a small business owner. Since moving to Columbus a decade ago, Luis has been a dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associations and community groups across the city and listening to the personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As the endorsed Republican, Luis is running for City Council to give a voice to those in Columbus who have been denied representation. From 0 to 10, how do you rate that comment there of that candidate?
0.
Okay. Now, moving forward here, because we're at 60%. Sometimes in the surveys, like these people, change their minds. Sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Day Akauer or Louise Gill?
Yes. Nancy Day Akauer.
Okay, great. Now, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. Rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement makes you much more likely to vote for that candidate for city council. 5 means that the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for that candidate. And 0 means that you're much less likely to vote for that candidate for city council in November 2023. Let me quickly read this to you. Emmanuel Ramey is a Columbus City Council member who serves as the chair of the Public Safety and Environmental Committee. Under Ramey's direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, created new jobs. During his time in city council, the council has passed gun control, invested $10 million in youth and programming, and invested over $1 million in gun violence prevention programming. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. From 0 to 10, how do you rate that statement on the candidate?
It's a 10.
Okay. Now, Adrian Hood is a retired Air Force Master Sergeant and grandmother, advocate for the black community, a Columbus native who was raised in Linden. Hood was dedicated her life to public service since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016. Hood has advocated for policy to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for city council to create the changes we need in our city and protect everyone regardless of their zip code. From 0 to 10, how do you rate that candidate on her statement?
Well, it's a nonpartisan race, but she's a Republican, so it's a 0.
Okay, now I'm moving forward here. Now, sometimes in the survey like this, people change their minds and sometimes they don't. If the election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Ramey or Adrian Hood?
Emmanuel Ramey.
Okay,
Ramey. Choice.
Okay, great. Now, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for City Council. Rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement means you're much more likely to vote for that candidate for City Council. 5 means that the statement means you no more or less likely to vote for that candidate. And 0 means you're much less likely to vote for that candidate for city council in November 2023. Quickly here. Now, Farhan Jiri came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English as he pursued the American dream. Now, Jiri has spent his career as an entrepreneur, building successful businesses, and serving as vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He's running for the city council for better representation, to better represent our diverse city. We build trust between police and the community. From 0 to 10, how do you rate that statement on the candidate?
Who's he running against?
He's running Nick Baxton.
Yeah, no way. Baxton is fine.
Okay, from 0 to 10, what would you give that?
It's a good statement, but the problem is he's running against Nick Bankston, and I support Nick Bankston.
Okay. And so on that statement, what would you give him from 0 to 10?
What kind of – I'm not voting for him.
No, correct. The statement I just read –
Okay, give it a 5.
Yeah, just if you like the statement, what do you think about the statement now? Nick Bankston is a – the next one is this, the last one here. Nick Bankston is a Columbus City Council member and graduate of Columbus East High School who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness, provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. Bankston understands the need to address public safety through investment in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated a $100 million in investments in Linden and Hilltop communities. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue creating safe and more equitable city for all its residents. From 0 to 10, how do you rate that statement on Nick Baxter?
It's a 10. He has my vote.
Okay. And now, sometimes in the service like this, people change their minds. Sometimes they don't. If the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Baxter or for Farhan Jiri?
For Nick Bankston.
Okay, and I see here now, which of the following candidates are more likely to support or you agree with more? I'm going to read the quick candidates. Candidate A says this: to make Colombo safer, we should get tough on crime and invest in more police to lock up people who are committing crimes and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the street. That's statement A. Candidate A says that. Candidate B says this. To make Colombo safer, we should get smarter on crime by investing in services to prevent the root cause of crime, such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health care, and drug addiction and counseling.
I'm on B.
Okay. Now, thinking about how the city of Columbus is handling safety in your community, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? Very satisfied?
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some information about the actions the Columbus City Council has taken in the last couple of years. Please rate each of the actions on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that they're... Go ahead.
I'm in the middle of trying to get something done here. Is it okay?
But we're 90%, so we're like already here. Can we just you'll be quick too.
Hurry up.
Now, okay, please raise now. I'm going to read you some information about the actions of Columbus City Council has taken in the last couple of years. Please rate each of the actions on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the action makes you feel much more favorable towards the council. 5 means that you feel very neutral. And 0 means that no action makes you feel much less favorable towards that council member. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. Quickly here, the Columbus City Council has passed legislation that reduces penalties for marijuana and paraphernalia possession while funding a record ceiling program. Under the legislation, an arrest for conviction for a minor misdemeanor violation does not constitute a criminal record. From 0 to 10, how do you feel about that? From 0 to 10. Okay, great. Now, the Columbus City Council has created a pilot program called the Columbus Promise, which provides tuition assistance, scholarships, and dedicated advisory to the hundreds of Columbus City School students to boost college going and prepare for the growth job market. From 0 to 10, how do you rate that statement?
10.
Okay. Thus, the Columbus City Council passed gun control legislation that will prohibit the possession of large capacity magazines by most people. It requires safe gun storage of firearms. From 0 to 10?
It's a 10. Okay. We did
And the last two right here, the last two? Okay.
Go ahead.
Now, the Columbus City Council approved $20 million in funding for youth programming focused on violence prevention, safety, and providing kids with positive outlets. From 0 to 10, how do you rate that? Okay, and the Columbus City Council approved $500,000 in funding for two organizations in hopes of curbing violence in Short North. From 0 to 10, how do you rate that?
That's 10.
Okay, now the last one's here. As you may know, that there will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November in Ohio. If it passes, it will establish a constitutional right for all Ohioans to make their own reproductive decisions, including protecting their rights to abortion in the state. Now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes to support the amendment to protect the right to the abortion?
Yes.
Or would you vote no to oppose the amendment?
Yes and yes.
Yes? Okay. Now, do you support or oppose increasing taxes for the purpose of building a rapid bus transit system, reducing traffic congestion, protecting clean air, and improving community infrastructure, including bike lanes, sidewalks, roads, and bridges for public transportation
and mass transit and light rail.
Okay, and operating the Central Ohio Transit Authority. Do you strongly support that? Somewhat support, undecided, somewhat opposed?
No, strongly support that and more.
Okay, are you married?
Light rail.
Okay, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced?
Married.
Okay, are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. Now, do you consider yourself strong or not too strong?
Strong.
Okay. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm very liberal.
Okay. Now, for whom did you vote for in 2020 general election for president? Were you able to vote? Were you able not to vote? Who did you vote for?
I voted for Biden.
Okay. Now, lastly, here the last one here. Last year, that is 2022. What was your total family income for all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. And just quickly here, what was your total before taxes? Your best estimate is fine for 2022.
Over $100,000.
Okay. Let's see here. And now, thank you so much. You've been awesome. The survey is completed, and thank you for your time. Okay.
Yes, and thanks to Molly O'Shaughnessy, my niece, who probably is the person who is doing this questionnaire.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, the big one is up there right now. I did look. What's here? Oh, no. Oh, no, you gotta take that door. Do it again. Do it again.